is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here. Welcome to the studio, Mimi, from the Red Hot Real Estate Group. We're so excited to see you again. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I haven't seen you. Absolutely.
So things are still popping, right? We're in 2018.
You look beautiful and all refreshed.
Thank you very much. I'm ready for 2018. I think we're going to have big things happen this year, and I'm ready to do them with you.
Yes, indeed. And we are so blessed to have mortgage expert Shelly Ferris with Results Mortgage in the house.
Good morning and happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Definitely. Let's get
everybody's
the technicalities.
All shiny and you know,
bright-eyed. Bright-eyed.
Got your new bling on. Yeah.
Expecting things to do great things in 2018.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you got some digits you need to give us.
Oh, indeed. Yeah. So my NMLS number 367826 and branch number 1474589.
And that tells people what?
That tells people that I'm real, that I'm not really, I'm not just a radio voice coming at you. I'm a living, breathing loan officer with a license that to do your mortgage.
And tell everybody that maybe in the new year's not listened to our show before, they might just be out shopping and what have you. Tell everybody what's your deal is. Why are you a mortgage expert?
Why am I a mortgage expert? Well, I've been lending for 25 years, so I think that makes me an expert. Anything you do repetitious after 2,000 hours, I believe, is the requisite that you are now an expert, so I well exceed that. And I work for Results Mortgage because we have some really great things like the Real Deal, where you can get fully pre-approved completely through underwriting before you even get out there and buy a home. So that makes your deal better when you're presenting it.
And Mimi, I just want to share about Shelly from personal experience. If you're one of those people that had maybe some little bumps in your credit and you're like, do I want to buy a home? How does it look? You know, am I ready to get back into the market? One of the great things that, you know, from talking to Shelly is that I was able to sit down with her and come up with a plan and a strategy. And it was also very freeing because she can give you, you know, we talked homework. You know, we talked about homework. It's like, well, here's where you are right now. If you want to get to this position where you will be able to buy a home in this way and have this kind of payment, she was able to help me come up with a strategy to go, okay, are you doing this? How are you going to do your taxes? And there's still other people that I need to kind of get together to help me work things out as a team aspect. But at least I knew where to start after talking to her instead of going, oh my gosh, I'm never going to want to buy a house again.
Absolutely. And then think about it too, if you don't mind sharing. So your impetus to reach out to Shelly was because you had an opportunity that presented itself to you. So, you know, you really weren't thinking anything about home
ownership. No, I'm renting and I'm like, I'm happy renting. I like where I'm staying. And then an opportunity to buy a particular kind of property that would work well for me and my son came up.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, oh, well, I think I need to figure out how to get there because it is a good opportunity.
So this happens all the time, does it not, Shelly?
It does. People find themselves in life.
Yes.
Yes.
It's called window shopping.
Right.
And, it used to be a thing. But, you know, now it's like if you ever have the inkling in your mind that, you know, a house is somewhere down the road, have a conversation with Miss Shelly Ferris here with Results Mortgage because she's going to tell you anything you need to know about yourself. She's going to, you know, it's like going to the doctor. She's going to know everything about you, unfortunately. She won't ask you your weight. I think you ask for the age. I don't know. That's wrong.
And she has candy in her office, so that's not going to help with the weight anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, but she can uncover a lot of really important things. And so, for instance, if you've got a common name, there could be some maybe identity theft that you might uncover.
Right.
You know, so there's lots of good things that you can discover when you meet with Shelly Ferris.
Absolutely.
And she's an expert. And plus, she's rosy skin.
Yes. So. And it does help to go from never to 6 months or 9 months or a year if you do these things.
Absolutely.
And that makes a big difference, I think, in a lot of people as they're trying to decide and move forward.
Absolutely, it does. And we're in a fresh new year, and we've got some new information from our friends at the Minneapolis Area Association of Realtors. So I'm going to give you the bad news.
Okay.
The bad news is that we are at 1.8 months of inventory when a normal market is between 5 and 6. So again, it continues the saga of not enough inventory. Our builders just can't build enough properties fast enough to get the people who already are in homes out of them so that those become open on the market. We're about half of what we were in 2010 on new construction. So they're building as fast and furious as they can, but they just can't build them any faster.
And I think that, you know, we've talked about this before. A lot of it is just the way the labor market works is that, you know, we before all of the crash happens, we had a lot of people that were builders and roofers and things that
they
were out
away.
There. And they went away. They found other jobs because those jobs weren't there. And so now there aren't people trained to do those things.
Right.
So don't get mad at somebody for going, why can't you build my house quicker? They don't have the staff either. So that means you have to plan ahead a little bit more and maybe make some different things work.
Yeah. And, you know, too, right now is a great time to be getting into both an existing property and into new construction because they still have inventory from last year that they're wanting to clear out. And so, you know, don't wait until spring when you're starting to see peeps of grass. That's when everything's at full price. So now you still are able to have a little bit of leverage and get out there and get some deals. Now, I want to start off by saying that in January of 2017, on a national level, the median potential growth for family wealth over the next 5 years, it starts out at $250,000. And for January of this year, it goes up to $262,000. Now, if you fast forward to January of 2022, we're looking at $294,000. So a growth of equity of $44,000 in just 5 years. Now, put that in your mutual fund and smoke it.
Right.
You know, that's what I'm saying. So when you talk about, you know, trying to get some equity and get some wealth going, it's clear that the real estate is the way to go.
And it's good to have that kind of information because we cannot ever, like, say for sure here's what's going to happen in the future. But I know that a lot of people are leery because they might have been in that foreclosure or short sale situation that happened years ago.
Right.
And so now they're just, it just kind of left a bad taste in their mouth.
Right.
And so they're like, I need numbers like that to tell me that I'm like, I can do this again and it is a good investment.
You know, we can't ever project, you know, what's in a crystal ball,
right,
Shelley?
Exactly.
But
you could ask that a lot.
Yeah. But, you know, what should I do? What's is it going to go down again? Well, I don't know.
Right.
I really don't think so. What do you think, Shelley?
I really don't think so either. What we're reading, what we're seeing, all the trends show that the interest rates of today are going to be the lowest that we're going to see for 2018. So
really
time is now.
I am stunned that they're still hovering around 4%.
Right.
Are you not?
Same, yes.
Okay, because when I bought my first house in 1997 or 8, I swear 7.25 sounded like a just hop up and down, so excited to get that deal. So, you know, it just matters a lot because every 1%, you're saving 10% in your purchase price.
Right. Yes.
You know, so interest rates matter. So pay attention to that and get over here and get pre-approved by Shelley. She wants to talk to you. She hasn't had her 2,000 words in yet today.
That is true. I do not.
We haven't talked enough today. Mm-hmm. So what are we going to talk about, Miss Shelley Ferris?
Well, I thought today would be a great day to talk the topic of resolutions and what are they and what do we need to resolute? Do we need to resolute to buy and sell? Do we need to resolute to fix your credit or debt? Do we need to resolute to downsize or upsize? That's what we're talking about today.
So,
well, we are also taking your questions. If you have anything that you would like to ask for Mimi and Shelley, you can always call us at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. When you call in, you can ask your question. You can also get a copy of our winter guides that are available right now.
Absolutely. We've got winter guides for 2018, mm-hmm. Both for buyers and sellers. And we also have a brand new one, a Millennial's Guide to Home
Ooh.
Ownership. So mm-hmm. if you want to get on that, we'll be happy to get your information. You can leave it with our producer, Ryan, and we can send that out to you. Also, if you are shopping for property, be sure and register on ViewGreaterMinneapolisHomes.com and start your shopping process there.
Perfect. And so whether you need that millennial guide or you have a kid that is moving into that, because we've talked about that before,
oh,
where
yes.
we're encouraging people to go, no, you need to build your credit. You need to do these things. And they're going, no, I don't want to do any of that stuff. I'm staying off the grid. This guide will help them make these decisions and see how things actually will work out for them.
You know, I read through this guide over the week, and it is loaded with good statistics. I couldn't even believe how many millennials are out there. And maybe we can talk a little bit more about that as we're talking about the rest of the resolutions we're going to talk about. But, you know, they actually exceed baby boomers. And I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
So
that's
I didn't
amazing.
Know anybody could exceed baby boomers. But apparently they are. And so there's a lot of interesting information in that guide.
Well, we are going to give you all that information and more and help you kick off your 2018 right here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. We'll be right back. Thank you for joining us this Sunday morning for the Red Hot Real Estate Show here with licensed realtor Mimi Shoneman from RE/MAX Results. Also, Shelly Ferritz from Remote Results Mortgage is here with us as well. And what's the best way for them to get a hold of you during the week, Shelly?
Oh, my cell phone's the best.
Yay.
612-839-6918.
And she can answer all your mortgage questions. You don't just need to send her funny cat pictures or anything like that during the week.
You can.
You can send me cat pictures.
Do you want some funny? I have some funny cat pictures on my phone. I'll have to start texting them to you.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. So we are helping you run into 2018 correctly and answering a lot of questions on how you can stay resolute. So we're talking about resolutions, right, Shelley?
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. So how are you resoluting your year? You know, myself, I've got, you know, the typical weight loss on the list. I've got, you know, it's the same ones every year. Organize my house, you know, organize my pictures of my children. But if one of your resolutions includes buying or selling a home, maybe you're still in the wrong home. Maybe you're still renting. Let's get you moved on. So what do we do? What's our first steps? We've got the 1, 2, 3s of resolutions here. Pardon me. So the very first place that you want to start would be to make it the simplest would be to talk to your local realtor or lender. And if you're going to talk to me, the best place to start with me would be my website. And that's at www.shellyferris.net. If you click on that last tab, apply now, it will bring up my mobile app. And it is so easy peasy. You'll be in and out of that thing in 10 minutes. It is. It asks you questions instead of like fill in the blank and try to figure out what the lender is trying to get from you here. It just asks you questions kind of like TurboTax and just kind of goes through the motions. And
what kind of questions would somebody expect to find?
Right. Good question. So, you know, your address, name and address, right? Your social security number. I'm going to need to pull your credit, birth date. It's a secure site, of course, but it also asks like, how long have you lived there instead of years at? You know, that's what the old app would be. And you'd have to figure out, what are they trying to ask me? I
right.
don't know what that means. You know,
like speak
what
English.
Yes, that's exactly. Mm-hmm. So, and how long have you worked there? Have you always been in that job? You know, that's it asks you questions like you're a real life person instead of a loan officer filling out paper. So
do you have to, does somebody who fills that application out, do they have to do any digging into their financial things to get started?
Nope. Good question, Mimi. It's just stuff off the top of your head. I tell people all the time, if this thing takes you longer than 10 minutes, you are making it way too hard because it's not the system. So if it asks you your income, put in your income. You know, if you're a W-2 employee and you make $50,000 a year and it wants to know your monthly income, divide that by 12 and put that number in, whatever was on your W-2 or your last pay stub or whatever. It's and if you don't put something in there right, good gravy Maria, it is can be changed. This is not in stone, so
right.
Don't worry.
So I think that's what a lot of people get hung up on is that they'll get to an application, they'll think, oh, if I put this in wrong, then it's not going to prove me right.
Oh, yeah, I bet you're right. I bet you people assess that way. But for what I do anyway is when I get an application notification, the first thing I do is look through it, of course, and then I pick up the phone and call the person, thank them for the application, and we walk through it. Okay, you put in $50,000 a month for income. Did you mean to put $50,000 a month in income?
You're like, oh no,
yes,
wait,
right.
That was supposed to be divided
yeah,
by something.
Exactly,
and I think
right.
that's right. You know, something that you can notice. And that's probably another thing by talking to somebody like Shelly, who's an expert, even a lot of the little mistakes that we might make, you've seen them all before.
I've seen them all.
So you can
exactly.
go, they probably meant this.
Right.
So she can help you navigate it.
I bring them through it. Absolutely. Yeah. So that first step is really good to go through that application. And when you go to the bottom of the very first page of that app, it asks, where did you hear about us? Put in the words Red Hot so we know that we heard you on the radio today or whenever you hear us on the radio. So that way we can track and make sure that we match you up with the right marketing.
And so, Shelly, you've got some promotions you want to tell people about
I
today.
I do. Thank you for bringing that up. Yes. Yeah, so if you call in today with any real estate questions, that's any real estate questions, we're going to waive your appraisal fee. Now, that's about a $500 $100 value, depending on what type of financing you do. So that's a pretty good offer.
That is amazing. You must have been, Santa was good to you.
Santa was so good to me. I was so good.
And definitely nice when list. We're doing those type of, when you're getting ready to buy a home and doing all those things add up. Like when, you know, somebody is asking me about what closing costs mean and all this stuff, I'm like, you need to ask my friend Shelly and Mimi. Because I remember back in the day that all this stuff got rounded into, and I knew that closing costs were something I need to cover, but I still didn't know what was included in that and all these little fees and things.
Right. And, you know, I have people ask me questions a lot lately, I don't know why, about points. And I haven't heard that term in a long time. Are points even, tell people what points are, and are they even still a thing?
Sure. Okay, so a point, the definition of a point is 1% of your mortgage amount. And you can use points to buy things. So, for example, if you have a $100,000 mortgage, 1 point is $1,000. If you have a $200,000 mortgage, 1 point is $2,000. So you can use that then, let's say the $100,000 example, towards buying things. Well, what can I buy with it, Shelley? Well, you can buy your interest rate down. You can use points to buy down your interest rate. Or you can buy length of time to lock in your interest rate. So for example, if you're buying a new construction home or building and it's going to take 4 months to build, but you're worried about rates moving up because Shelley Ferris on My Talk Radio just told you this is the lowest time for interest rates of the year is what they're projecting, and you want to lock in now, it's likely going to cost you points to extend that rate lock for 120 days versus the normal 60 or 45 that we lock into.
Okay, are points, so you get something like the mortgage company gives you points, like you get rewards points, or how do points
you pay
accumulate?
For it.
Okay.
It's a cost. Pay $1,000 out of your pocket on that
$100,000
example. So let's say I'm buying a $100,000 house and I'm going to give you $1,000, Shelley, to give me a point, 1 point.
Right.
What will that do to my interest rate today?
So I should have checked up on rates before. But
let's just say rates are 4.
Okay. So if it rates are at 4%, let's say, this most honest answer is it depends on the market that day. Because just as the market affects interest rates themselves, it also affects the discount points to buy down.
Okay.
So for example, let's say on Friday the points were 0.25 point to buy down to 3.875, and it was a whole point to buy down to 3.75. So you took $1,000 to only affect your interest rate 0.25%. Is that a good buy? Well, if it affects your payment by $25 a month for the buy, and you divide that $1,000 by $25 savings a month, it's going to take you, I don't do math that fast in my head, more than 5 years to regain that money back. That's not a good buy.
But, you know, if you look at it for the long term, over 30 years, that 0.25 point savings might be something that at least worth having a conversation with you about.
Always.
And when do I, as a potential homeowner, when do I have those questions? Like if I want you to re-explain to me, or I've heard about points, what are my options?
Right.
When do I have that conversation?
So,
what part of it?
Bring it up anytime and every time.
Okay.
So the easy question, or the easy answer is whenever you have the question is the time to bring it up. Call me if you're thinking about buying a house in October, but you want to know what definitions are. Call me if you're closing in 3 weeks, but your loan officer won't answer these questions for you. Just call me. I'll answer your questions.
Yes.
So when they're in your mind, that's when is the time to answer.
And it's always a good idea to get a second opinion, even if you've talked with your banker. Call Shelley for her second opinion because she is a broker, different from a banker, and she has a lot of different programs that she can offer from different financial institutions all across the board.
Right, exactly.
Yep. The other thing I thought it was interesting when I was talking to Shelley about this is that she could go, if you're just in that point where you're like, I know I need to buy a house, and I kind of have some ideas of where I want to buy a house. So if you're in that, I know I want to do this, but you're not to the full-on window shopping, looking at houses part yet, you can still talk to Shelley because then Shelley can go, you know what? I heard that there is a program in Brooklyn Center for somebody like you.
Yes.
Have you considered looking there? And so if you really weren't in a, I have to be in this one neighborhood part, you can sit there and go, oh, well, there's might be an option too. And it helps you go, here's where I'll go and do my window shopping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Shelley, tell everybody a little bit about the down payment assistance programs. There are multiple programs, different cities, different counties, right?
That's right, exactly. Right. Your city may have a program. The state of Minnesota has a program. Your county may have a program. And here's a little known fact, little known red hot fact for you. Yeah, you can bundle those. So I did a loan, I want to say I closed about 6 months ago on it, where there was a city that had $25,000 down payment assistance. The state of Minnesota gave him $8,000 of down payment assistance. And I think it was just those two, but that he ended up using. But instead of coming in with 3% down that he got as a gift from grandma, he made use of all these down payment assistance programs and came in with $33,000 down on his purchase.
Awesome. Okay.
Now, there were payments, monthly payments on these down payment assistance, but it surely affected his first mortgage.
Right.
And overall, the payment was lower.
Wow. I didn't know you could bundle them. That's good information to know. And when you say bundle them, that means use more than one.
Right. Exactly. Yep. Just like you put your cell phone with your cable bill. We're bundling it up here on the Real Estate Show.
Yeah. So after they talk to you, Shelley, what's the next thing that they need to be doing on their resolutions for the year?
Right. So you're going to contact that realtor or loan officer. That's step one. Step two is to look at homes. That's the fun part. So you contact Mimi and you get to go out there and look and see. You know, look at a variety of homes and price ranges and styles. Think about your next 5 or 7 years, the lifestyle changes that you're going to be going through to make sure that the purchase that you're buying today is going to keep, you know, be sufficient for you over the next several years. And then the last tip of those is start early. You know, start 6 months before your lease is up. Don't wait until you're, you know, 45 days out and all of a sudden you got to be out and panicking.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I got a phone call this morning, in fact, of someone who had kind of been looking, but they really weren't quite ready to start looking. But they wanted to go see a house in one of our new listings. And so, you know, the first question, of course, that I ask is, well, are you working with a realtor? And if you aren't, have you gotten pre-approved for the mortgage? Because these properties, you guys, I'm not kidding you when I'm telling you that they're like flying off the shelf. It's worse than a bread and a milk run in the South. You know, it's like that. It's like, you know, well, when it comes on, get after it. And then connect with us, you know, connect with us here at the Red Hot Real Estate Group. Give us a call, 651-578-2218 during the week. And we can absolutely set you up to start getting the most current listings that there are. And we also know of off-market properties. That is one thing that you cannot find. It's because, you know, you need to know, you have to have connections to know people when things are coming on the market. Network with us. Let us help you. Don't be out there on your own and be afraid. I don't know what the fear is of connecting with a real estate agent. I smell good. You know, I don't bite.
You're not going to make them buy anything.
Nobody
makes, like,
of.
They're
yes.
so worried that you're like, or they think that, you know, oh, she's going to tell me that I did bad things,
no.
you know, kind of thing. Like if you talk to a mortgage, like you're not going to get verbally spanked if you sit there.
I'm not going to handcuff you and force you forever anything. You know,
right.
I just want to have a conversation with you. And if I can help you, perfect.
Right.
If we're not a good match because, you know, you don't like short brunettes, okay. It's okay. I don't hold that against you. You know, so, but, you know, we do have information that I think is very, very valuable for folks out there. So when you're thinking about starting to look, the first two steps, call one of us or both of us, Shelley or me, and we can help you figure out the mortgage and the real estate piece.
So you can call them throughout the week. You can also call us right now at 651-641-1071 and get your questions answered here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. And we'll be right back. Thank you for joining us here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. I'm Ms. Shannon with my good friend Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group. Also from Results Mortgage, Shelley Ferris is with us as well, helping you just have some good goals for 2018. And the other reason why I think this is a great time to have this conversation, Shelley and Mimi, is that, you know what? You're feeling fresh. You shook off last year. You're like, I'm going to do big things. I'm going to make some positive changes. And so now's some time to like have these conversations and move forward in 2018.
Exactly. So, we always love to start the year off with a beautiful property, and this year is no exception. We've got a brand new Red Hot House of the Week. So, we're heading over to Stillwater, my neck of the woods.
Ooh.
And we're going to be going to 7729 Minor Avenue North. And let me tell you what, this is a phenomenal deal if you're looking for a deal. This has got 2.5 acres on one of the most pristine settings you've ever seen, a completely to die for location, really close to Manning and Highway 36. It's got 3 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, and it has 2-car attached garage and a 2-car pole barn pool house. Now, this is a fixer-upper.
It is adorable. Like, I mean, it's, if you had that, I want this quaint country style looking, and I don't mean country like hick looking, but I mean this quaint, like, you just drive up it, picturesque looking house.
Absolutely.
That's what this house is.
Yeah, you've got a front porch, you've got a deck, you've got a lot of things going on for it. Now, the sellers have taken up all of the hardwoods and all of the carpet down to the subfloor, and all the appliances are out. It's got brand new paint throughout the interior, and it also has a brand new black roof as of fall 2017. So it is a fixer-upper. It's going to take some rehab. So bring your designer and bring your imagination, because it's priced to sell right at $325,000. You can't hardly get 2 acres in Stillwater for under $200,000. So acreage and a house and a pole barn. Amazing.
And so, one of the things we had talked about before is that even if you're looking into, you know, people might get scared when they go, oh my gosh, it's as is, or it's a fixer upper. Now there are other products that are out there when you're putting together your mortgage where you can build that in. You know you'll be able to do it. You're not buying this house and then going, oh my gosh, I won't be able to get it repaired.
Absolutely. So Shelley, the house needs flooring. It needs hardwood. It needs some carpet. That's easy to do, right?
Absolutely.
All they need to do is get a conventional rehab loan, right?
That's right. Yes, exactly right.
Absolutely. Appliances. You know, depending on how extravagant your tastes are, you can get appliances for $2,500 all the way up to $10,000. So that could get wrapped into your rehab loan, too.
Absolutely.
Right? We're not talking about things that are outrageous.
Right.
So, you know, this is a deal to be had. So be sure and check it out on our show page here at MyTalk 107.1. Keyword is red hot. And if you want to see the property, text me, 651-226-2560.
I do think it's adorable. I'm looking at the pictures that you have that are up there, and it is just wonderful. I'm like, everybody really wants to go and check this out.
So here's what you really want. You know, and I didn't even check, but you can just close your eyes and look at these pictures, and you can just picture horses running in the snow. Okay.
That's why you love it.
That's what the image that I get in my mind when I start looking at it. It's beautiful. It sincerely is.
Well, like, even when you look at, like, the pool, like, when you say that pool barn, I'm like, that is such a cool idea that you have this pool, but it has this quaint aspect to it, too. That's very Minnesotan and very Stillwater. I think it's so precious.
Yeah, absolutely. Be sure and check it out on our show page.
Well, we are helping you get into, if this, let's say that this particular property over on Minor isn't your home of your dreams. There are so many other homes out there, but you need to plan a little bit ahead and get ready for it so that you don't miss out on them. And we've been helping you kind of go, here's how you start. We make our resolutions. We want this to be a resolution that you actually are able to complete and follow through on, not one that gets thrown away throughout the year. And you're like, okay,
right.
I guess I better try again in 2019.
Right.
So Shelley, let's talk about somebody who sees this particular property, for instance, and they have a home that they're already in. So what are some of the options that are available to people who already own their home and they're afraid to, you know, to sell before they buy?
Well, as you've already expressed, the market is so hot. If you've got a nice house and it's in a good location, or maybe even if it's not, I don't know, we're in such a low inventory state here. But it can be scary to sell your house and then buy one. But we have a client right now where they are buying before they're selling. So that's the first thing you do. That's why you want to call me first to see if you can qualify for both. If that gives you anxiety that I don't want to be homeless here, but I want to move, call the loan officer and let's see if we can't put that piece together for you. Oftentimes we can qualify you with both homes. Oftentimes we can qualify you with a rental piece. Maybe you're going to rent your house out for 6 months or something to that effect before you then sell it or put it on the market if you don't need your equity to put as down payment. There are so many avenues that we can, that we've seen and that we've put together for people. We can make it easy. We know things that you don't even know about.
It's the truth. She's so funny. She's the keeper of secrets over
right.
here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But in all sincerity, we can run a market analysis for all of our listeners free of charge, no obligation. We can tell you within a fairly good estimate what your house should sell for. If everything is in the right alignment, if you will. So that means good location. It means that the structure is good. It means that it can be staged or, you know, decluttered and that sort of thing to make it look show ready. We can do that in a fairly easy order. And we can also tell you some of the things that you really should consider doing to make it a little bit more saleable. So let's talk about that. So what's more saleable? You know, if you need new carpet and you need new paint, your carpet's wrecked because you've got, you know, a couple dogs running around and it's winter here. But you don't really want to do it. Well, I can tell you right now, the best investment you can make getting your house ready for the market is those two things.
Okay.
They're the least expensive, and they make the biggest impact because carpet and paint have an amazing aroma.
That's true. It cleans everything up a lot.
Yes.
Right?
You walk in the door and you smell it immediately, and it's like, oh, what have they done? Ooh, it's so good.
It smells so new and fresh in here. Yes. I just see hope. Right. Yes. Hope everywhere in this house.
New carpet. I feel like a nap.
So I just did a loan for a client. It's very similar to what you're talking about there, Mimi, not last week, the week before, before Christmas. And they had anxiety because they needed to paint and they needed to put carpet down and they didn't have money to do that. So what do they do? And so they called me because, Shelley, can I open up any new credit? Because you approved me and you said I was at the max. And I said, what? Yes, you can. What? Crazy, Shelley. What are you talking about? That's not right. So what they did was they opened up, or they went to like one of these carpet places that had credit for however long. They opened them up, zero interest, blah, blah, blah. And then when they're going to sell their house, they're going to pay that off with some of their equity. So they don't have the money to pay for the new carpet now, but they need the new carpet now to sell. And then when they do sell the home and then go on to buy, they can use that equity to pay off that debt, and now our qualifying doesn't change.
And they, but the thing that they did right was they asked you first.
It's so true.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I know.
Yeah, because if
they don't go out and get a new sedan and you're like, but I didn't say a sedan. No. You can't get a sedan.
No, I'll tell you to bring it back.
So right. Let's do a different scenario where they didn't ask you the question and they went and got the carpet. And then they found out from you that they couldn't qualify anymore. So then now they just got new carpet.
Right, exactly.
That's not exactly what they wanted.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
So ask Shelley first is the thing to know here. So what are we doing now besides looking at, we've just looked at homes. We found a great home. It's over in Stillwater. It's got acreage. Check out our show page.
And a pool.
No hint. What's next?
To do the rehab?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
No. For our resolution.
Resolution. So resolutions, what we were going to talk about is about fixing credit or eliminating debt. So the simple threes to that is, number one, get started. Stop wondering and do something. Number two is, if there's bad stuff on your credit report, attack it. And number three, make a plan. So I've got some bullet points under all of these two to kind of break them down a little bit. I learned a long time ago, when you've got a big elephant to attack, you break it down into little tiny mice and then you can deal with it. Right?
I'm going to remember that one. I like that. It's like a Dumbo cartoon reference. I like it.
So let's talk about credit.
Yes.
I think that is one of the biggest fears of people. First of all, they haven't looked at their credit in forever, which you can get your credit report free every single year. It's your right. Google it. I don't know what it is. Do you, Shelley?
No, I don't right off the top of my head, but you're right. Exactly right.
We'll make sure it's up on the show page. So if you go to mytalk1071.com and go to use the keyword red hot, we'll make sure the information's there.
So let's just say, for instance, you haven't looked at your credit in 100 years and you want to start looking at houses. And you pull their credit, Shelley, and you see that, oh, they forgot to make their credit card payment back in October. Right. Now what?
So they missed one payment. And by now, hopefully they've made amends and they've made up that payment. But I caught you. You missed that payment. Right. So it's done its damage. It's done its damage to the credit score, because it will damage your credit score when you make a 30-day late payment. But now we just recover. So we look at what the score is today and we say, okay, what can we do to make it better? Because we can't get rid of that 30-day late. So what can we do to make our credit score better today? We can either pay down debt, we can get rid of debt. Maybe we need to take on a credit card in order to enhance our credit score. All kinds of different avenues to go down depending on your credit mix and your history of credit.
Okay, so what kind of damage are you talking about if somebody was just late one time 30 days? What can that do to someone who had a 700 credit score?
Initially, 30 to 50 points. It'll drop 30 to 50 points. And people are shocked at that because you have a 700 credit score, you get a pretty good interest rate. But you have a 650 credit score, not so much.
Really?
So, yeah, it really affects it.
And so how long before they can get it back up to 700?
Sometimes 30 days. So if we pay down some balances so that we're lower on what we're carrying in debt against the maximum limit of that card, that's going to bounce you up fast. Maybe we pay ahead on some car payments. Now you've got more history on that car payment, and so it gives you a longer history, better credit score. There's lots of different avenues we can go.
And you had mentioned on a previous show that if you pay your stuff off in full every single time, is there a strategy that you can do about that?
So don't max yourself out and then pay it off every month, okay? So if you find that you need $1,000 worth of credit variance in a month because you plunk everything on that credit card, so you run it all the way up to $1,000, you never go over, and then you pay it off, and then you run it all the way up to $1,000, get your credit limit increased. It will help you in the long run. Call your credit card and get your limit increased to $2,000 or $5,000. Now, don't use that much now every month.
Right.
This is not what I'm encouraging. But if you still maintain your same $1,000 that you're utilizing, now instead of using 100% of your credit every month, you're using 20% of your credit every month. And guess what happens to your score? It goes through the roof.
Wow. And if you're thinking about buying a house, don't go to the boat show.
Yeah. Don't go get all your luxury items ahead of time. Just stay home.
Just skip it this year.
Right.
So they've got their credit score all fixed up and pretty now, and you've repaired it, and
right.
Everybody's on board. Then what, Shelley?
Well, so if maybe credit wasn't your problem, maybe eliminating debt was. You know, it's really about being aware of where you're at with it all. And then call your local realtor and loan officer. So, okay, now I've got my credit part all lined up. Shelly, I just got an email from Miguel 2 weeks ago. We've been working on it for 6 months. Shelly, it's up to 630. She's getting so excited. She's so excited. Okay, now is that your top score? Yes, it is. Oh, well, we still have some work to do then because what's your middle score? So we still need to make sure that the scores get up over 620, 660, 700. That's where we're after depending on what program they're on. But contact me. If you think you're ready, if you think you've done your work to your credit, contact me and I'll make sure that you are before we go forward.
And you can contact us now at the Red Hot Real Estate Show. The number is 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. And Mimi, when we get back, what else do we need to cover?
Well, we're going to keep talking about our resolutions for housing and mortgage.
All right. Get ready for that when we come back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. The morning is just flying by here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. We're joined by Mimi Shoneman from Red Hot Real Estate Group and also from Results Mortgage. Shelley Ferris has been giving us some information on how to kick off 2018, right, and have some great ways to actually complete some resolutions, especially if it's in getting into some home ownership, goals for for 2018. Great information. I'm sitting here. I'm like, I need to write notes. Is how I feel this morning. It has been fantastic, Shelley.
Good.
So it's a good time when you're sitting down with Shelley, especially if you already own property, to talk about whether it's a good time to upsize or a good time to downsize.
Mm-hmm.
Because life happens. You might get into a place and it's a perfect size for you when you bought it, but things happen and you get lots of furniture and shoes, as you should. So,
and you need more space.
Right.
That's fine.
And so when you find that your shoe closet is blowing up in your house, time to maybe move up, right, Shelley?
That's right, yes, because we do need more shoe space. No doubt about that. All right, yeah, so the 1-2-3s of resoluting about upsizing or downsizing, because just like Mimi said, life is always changing. Moment that you think you've got a handle on it, something's going to change, so we adapt. And the 1-2-3s are assess your current space, assess your income changes, and let's meet to discuss how your housing can help with those pending changes. So if you're going to assess your current space, you really want to look at, do you really need a new home? Or do you need to get rid of some stuff?
Okay.
There is that.
Well, just go with the latter and just get a new house. Because you can always buy more shoes.
Right. Yeah.
Don't look at me like that.
Well, look, all I'm saying is that sometimes, and I adore shoes just as much as you do, Mimi, but sometimes you go on one of those purges. You did the Con Marie. You went around. You touched everything in your house, and a lot of it gave you negative feels, and you got rid of it.
Yes. There you go.
And so you're like, you know what? In fact, this whole house gives me negative feels. I need another house.
That's right. I'm just going to tell you, I have an affinity, apparently, for barbecue sauce. Because we found some that was kept from 1997.
And you're like, okay, I need to go around.
That's the problem. Like,
and just go, why is this still here?
Yeah, right? I don't know.
That's
yeah.
not vintage like wine.
No, it didn't seem vintage coming out of the bottle either.
No,
it was not. So if you are like that, or maybe not that bad, but you know you've blown this place up. You can't yep. put another thing in it.
Right.
Right? It's time to go.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Yeah. Or, and another thing to assess is, how close to your work are you? How close to friends are you? How maybe when you moved there, like you talked about, your best friend lived next door. Now she moved to Florida and all the rest of your friends live way across town.
I had been in that situation. I had a townhouse in Eden Prairie. It was close to work, but none of my friends ever wanted to visit me.
You know what?
Because it was just hard to get to my house.
It is the funniest thing to hear that up here. I'm not yeah. even kidding you.
Yeah.
People drive everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you won't even go from Minneapolis to Andover. It's
no.
Like, what?
No.
That's 20 minutes.
And they're like,
come
nope.
on.
Nope. Yep. They're like, why do you move so far? And I'm right. like, I didn't know it was far until you started complaining.
We need
that's real talk.
A right. friend contract up here.
That's right. Yes,
are you
that's
really
funny.
My friend? Will you come see me when
that's
I move?
If it takes a half an hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Yeah. We live about a half an hour away from all of our family, too. And that's what they say. Pack a lunch. When you're going to go see Jim and Shelley, pack a lunch.
They just don't really like you. That's just the way it is. Yeah, I will go to see my friends no matter what state they're in.
Yeah, so. I drive around a lot, too. I was just like, wow, y'all just sedentary.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But I know it's a real thing.
It
so,
is.
You know, if
certain
that's,
people.
If
right.
that is shutting down your social life that you live too far and we need to help you get into the right neighborhood, this can help.
Right. right. And maybe the light rail is the right place for you.
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
You know? Then you take the train to see all your friends.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
Right. Glad to see Shelly.
Exactly right.
In Andover.
Or are you adding to your family? That's another thing. Maybe you have another baby coming on, or you the year after this you think is going to happen, or maybe you've got one leaving for college in the fall. I know I do. And mm-hmm. maybe it's your last one that's doing this, so now you find yourself as an empty nester. What do you need all that space for?
So Shelly, as a potential empty nester coming yeah. upper. At what point would an empty nester or would a family that is coming up on the first leg of empty nesting, when would they think about it? So let's just say you've got a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 2-3-car garage house somewhere, and you've got 3 children, and they're staggered by 3 years apart.
Oh, my gosh. She just described me perfectly. So I've got one in college now. One's leaving this fall. And then I've got the baby is mm-hmm. left at home.
Okay. So at what point do you start thinking about it? Is it child one, the oldest, or is it child middle or child youngest?
So for me, because I can only, you know, tell you how I feel or what my experience is, it didn't even hit my radar when our first one left the house, not even remotely. Now that this one's leaving, all of a sudden I'm seeing, okay, and she's going a little farther away to school, so I don't expect her home as often as the older one, who already doesn't come home ever, so.
Well, you could have more children.
No.
She's like, I'm done.
Only if they, no, okay, I wanted to say that. Okay, so, and so this one is the one where I'm really thinking about it. Okay, 3 years from now, most of the time during the year, it's just going to be my husband and I and the dog rattling around in this large home that I'm
dusting things that we don't need to dust.
Exactly. Yeah. And closing most doors and reserving the heat. And what is the point? What is the point of vacuuming all of this and dusting? Yeah. So I'm really thinking about this
right
now.
So the middle one is
the one.
It's like, okay, so one is done. I saw what that looked like now. So let's just say that you're listening out there. You can take some words of sage advice from Shelly and call her and talk to her what your options are. Because, you know, the interesting thing about when you're wanting to downsize is, what is there for me to downsize into?
Right. That's exactly the conversation my husband and I are having. What would you get rid of, Shell? Oh, my gosh. Kind of everything and nothing.
Yeah, see?
You would get rid of barbecue sauce first.
I'd get rid of living room furniture. I'd get, you know, there's lots that I'd get rid of. Mm-hmm. But yeah, barbecue sauce probably.
All the things hiding somewhere in a cabinet that you didn't remember you had.
Right.
But in
but plus, sincerity. If you downsize, that's really good because then they're less likely to move home.
Right.
So, like, I have a friend that I'm like, your kids bounced away for like 2 years and now they're right back up in your house.
You have to have a strategy with that.
Right. You're like, you need to fly, bird, fly.
whatever the word is here.
Go on. I love you. Over there.
Yeah. But, you know, in all sincerity with the homes that people are trying to downsize into, what I'm seeing is people are looking for the one level living. And right. when they're coming from a two story and the kids are out, they're then starting to think about aging in place and mobility issues and how long should I live in this particular house? You know, how long can it carry me until I need to make my next move?
Right.
And with the baby boomers aging as they are, you know, you're only going to see that demand get hotter and hotter. Your one level livings are already starting to escalate in price. They're not building them fast enough. When they are on the market, they're gone in a second. You can't sneeze and get into one fast enough.
Right.
So you want to plan that out. And especially if you're fortunate enough to have built equity in your home, that is one of the prime examples that I think it would be a successful strategy is if you can purchase first and then sell.
Okay.
Because we're going to have buyers for almost all types of homes in the cities. If it's priced well, if it's a good location, if the condition is good. But you can't necessarily find that, you know, what you're imagining for your next move.
Right. You want to be ready. So you want to get that house without having to have the worry of selling yours. But to sell it, there's not much risk because it's going to sell, like you're saying.
I tell you what, the clients that I've had, and I've had a lot this year that have done it just like that. They have bought first and then sold. Their stress level is so significantly reduced. And you can just see it in their body language. They know that it's the right way to do it in this particular market. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's a good thing.
Right. I've had at least half a dozen buyers in 2017 take advantage of exactly that. And I agree with you. We're sitting at the table. They are at a whole different place than the rest.
Yeah. It's like, you know, the worry of knowing where you're going to go, especially when temporary housing, there's not a ton of temporary housing.
Oh, boy.
And the rental market is just as hot as the purchase market.
Right. Yes. So, and campgrounds are not good temporary housings. I'm telling you. My sister did that.
Listen,
do not recommend.
I'm not a camper. I don't even know what that's about.
Just the face that Mimi made, like, can't, what?
I know.
No.
Like, Holiday Inn is camping in my house.
I grew up in so far country that, you know, camping was my everyday life. And, you know, not really.
So you're all done, though.
I'm like, really? No. No, absolutely not.
Running water, please.
Yes. Yeah. Been there, done that. So, what do people need to do, Shelley, if they're thinking upsizing, downsizing, right-sizing, or if you are a new person that's never purchased and you don't have any credit at all, where do they go?
Oh, my goodness. Call me. Call me. 612-839-6918. Call me. I will help you. We'll help you establish credit. I'll help you get your credit cleaned up. We'll help to see if, yes, you're ready today. What a great relief would that be? Mark that right off the list. Well, I'm not going to buy till August, Shelley. Yep, but you're ready today. So awesome. Keep doing what you're doing. How horrible would that be to hear?
Right. And so we do have a lot of really good information posted on the show page. First, we have the Red Hot House of the Week, which we encourage you to take a look at.
Oh, yes.
So
you'll
pretty.
Love it. Take a nice little tour of it.
Yeah. Just close your eyes and imagine the horses galloping through the snow. That's the way you want to do it.
Or even if you just have large dogs. Just
large
let
dogs.
Them go out there.
Yes.
Because not everybody has horses. We know that.
Well,
just in
whatever.
Case that.
Don't be a snob. So do that, and then be sure and register on View Greater Minneapolis Homes to shop for your real estate needs. And we also have the great guides.
Yes.
And we have the 2018 winter guides for buying and also the 2018 guides for winter for selling. So if you'd like to get those, and then we just introduced our millennial real estate guide. So we've got all kinds of great information ready to kick off the year with great success. We want to be a part of your real estate family. Consider us a resource, no matter if you're already working with somebody, if you have questions, you can call the show. If you want to check out our guides, be sure and go on our show page.
And there's something for everybody. If you're in a weird, what you think is a weird situation, like I'm just going through a divorce, I'm just going through this, my, you know, there's always resources and you guys can help them tap into all of those things. So they have one place and you can talk to you and know where to start.
Absolutely. You know, we may not know every answer to every question, but we know where to go to get the answers. So if you have questions about real estate, we certainly want to help you and sit down with you and make a plan with you, because we can help you achieve your home ownership dreams for sure. Right, Shelley?
Absolutely. That's what we're here to do.
So what's next? Next week.
Yes.
Oh, coming on.
And but next week we'll be like going, we'll check in with you with your resolutions next week.
There
too.
You
so
go.
We're like, hopefully you haven't fallen off of them already in a week.
Absolutely.
That's perfect. Again, you can always check out the information if you go to our show page. You can go to mytalk1071.com and use the keyword red hot.